Greetings, and welcome to the Get Hiking Southeast podcast. I'm Joe Miller, and I'll be leading this adventure. Why me? Why am I at the front of the pack? Well, for the last decade or so, I've been leading hikes and backpack trips in the Southeast, and for nearly three decades, I've been writing about adventure in the region as a newspaper columnist, guidebook author, and as a blogger. Our focus in the Get Hiking Southeast podcast, telling the stories of the hikers and the trails, especially those lesser-known trails in the southeastern United States. Short news-oriented report for this week, starting with the opening of a new trail network in North Carolina's Pisgah National Forest. My first significant exposure to the Old Fort area of the Pisgah Forest was riding the off-road assault on Mount Mitchell in 2007. I was writing a book, Adventure Carolinas, about adventure sports in the Southeast and needed some flavor from the endurance mountain bike racing scene. ORAM provided it in bulk. ORAM is a 63-mile mountain bike race that gains 11,000 feet in total elevation, and it made me fall in love with the Old Fort Curtis Creek area of the Pisgah. The race began and ended in Old Fort, and along the way took in an enticing mix of single and double-track trail. Now, the race darn near killed me, but I wasn't the last person to finish, though the promised pizza at Trail's End, it was long gone by the time I rolled across the line. Since then, I've led a number of weekend hiking trips in the area, exploring both the initial tract in the Pisgah, which dates back to 1918, as well as one of the few old-growth stands remaining in the half-million-acre national forest of western North Carolina. So I was especially excited when I heard a couple years back about the Old Fort Trails Project, an effort to build 42 miles of new trail in the area. It's a project known as the Catawba Vale Collaborative, involving the Camp Greer's G5 Trail Collective, Eagle Market Streets Development Corporation, CDC, People on the Move, Old Fort, and the U.S. Forest Service's Grandfather Ranger District. The stated goal? To provide more healthy recreational opportunities for local residents, to promote diversity on the trail, and to boost the attractiveness of the area's recreation options for economic development. The best part of the program? The first 6 miles of multi-use trail in the project opened this past Sunday. The new Gateway Trail system includes four trails open to mountain biking and hiking, another four that are also open to equestrians. The access is off Curtis Creek Road. The hiking and biking trails are rated easy. Those with equestrian access are intermediate. Of the various goals, perhaps the biggest is to attract a more diverse community of trail users, said LaVita Logan, project coordinator for People on the Move, Old Fort. I'm incredibly excited about having these trails so close to town to promote the outdoors to a diverse community. As outreach coordinator, I work to get more people of color comfortable being outside and on the trails. You can find a link to and learn more about the Old Fort Trails Project in our show notes. In another example of the community pitching in to make our national forests more recreation-friendly, this time in Virginia, the High Knob Recreation Area in the George Washington and Jefferson National Forests reopened this week, thanks to the efforts of a partnership group including Wise County Public Service Authority, the City of Norton, and the Lenawisku Planning District Commission. Together, they completed critical infrastructure upgrades on the recreation area's water distribution system. Those improvements have allowed the campground and recreation area to reopen. Again, a link to more information on this project is in our show notes. Finally, in Tennessee's Cherokee National Forest, the bear that had been ravaging picnic baskets in the Cardin's Bluff campground, causing its closure in June, has been caught and the campground reopened. Yet another reminder to securely store your food when camping. And that is our report for this week. That's our show for this week. I hope you liked it and that you'll be back. In the meantime, a reminder that the Get Hiking Southeast podcast is a part of the Get Hiking and Get Backpacking universe, where instead of just telling you about great places to go, we take you there. To learn about everything we do and every place we go, go to getgoingnc.com and click on Explore with Us. This past weekend, we kicked off our Get Hiking Weekend Escape on the Mountains the Sea Trail series, 3 weekends spent exploring different sections of North Carolina's Mountains the Sea Trail. This past weekend at Doughton Park was a to-die-for weekend of 20 miles of hiking, and we're expecting our next two to be the same. In July, we'll hit the Shining Rock Graveyard Fields in Mount Pisgah area, and in September, we'll hike the trail below Grandfather Mountain and near Price and Trout Lakes. Each weekend includes camping and meals and about 20 miles of hiking. For you backpackers, we've got a base camp backpack trip in July to Mount Rogers in Virginia. We hike a mile or so on the Appalachian Trail, set up base camp, then do 2 days of day hiking. Find out more about these adventures and others at getgoingnc.com. Click on Explore with Us. If you like what we're doing here at the Get Hiking Southeast podcast, please do leave a review with the podcast vendor from whom you receive this weekly communication. And if you don't like it, or if you have some constructive criticism, or perhaps a topic for an upcoming episode, drop us a line at joe@getgoingnc.com. Until we meet again, get out and explore!